Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to take a look at the very latest on the immigration issue. Yesterday was that big, exciting, it ended up being kind of nothing, didn't it? Did somebody feel inspired by what was broadcast yesterday with President Biden and President Trump both going to the border, trying to show which one was tougher on the immigration issue, which one was actually going to do something that benefits the Republic. We will get to that. We'll hear what they had to say. We'll also talk about the immigration issue with Ruben Navarrete. But first, we have a chance to go back into the files and to find a classic call of the week.
The call of the week.
I get so overwhelmed. But, like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on the Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is... The winner was Gene in Philadelphia, my original hometown, who has a very exalted opinion of this show. She called in 2010.
I'm convinced that you're one of the most dangerous talk show hosts on radio.
Thank you.
Israel and Turkey and the United States are the triumvirate of evil. They're all planning this pipeline from Afghanistan, and I believe that this whole war is about oil.
Gene.
Please let me finish.
No, hold on.
Your audience can decide whether I'm right or wrong. You won't let me speak. In this triumvirate of evil, the United States, Israel, and Turkey. And I believe that that's why we're in Afghanistan, because we need that pipeline going from Afghanistan to Turkey. And we want to bypass Iran. The thing that I dislike about you...
What pipeline, Gene?
Pardon me?
What pipeline? What would the pipeline carry?
There is an oil pipeline going, because there are trillions of barrels of oil under the Caspian Sea.
Would you look at a map to go from the
Please let me finish.
Hello?
Please let me finish.
Hello?
Then let your audience decide whether I'm... I know what I'm speaking about.
They should look at the map, too. Go ahead.
We're supposed to be having a dialogue. You won't let me get one sentence in. Please let me finish the sentence.
Don't shut me up!
How long have we wielded our power in that country? We've been after that oil since the Suez Crisis in 57. We send in the CIA to do their little dirty work, as we have the Turks working for us, all these little ugly, uncivilized people, and we won't
Are you calling Turks ugly and uncivilized?
Ugly. Everybody I met at the university, I went to an Ivy League university, every time I met a really kooky person, he was from Turkey. It looks as though they are out there to kill, like our special forces. It's a funny thing. You talk about all the things that are wrong, but then you still want that war. You're talking to Gene now. You're not talking to one of your stupid callers who is so dumbed down from the 72 versions, the nonsense that you put out, Michael, is so disheartening to me. Please let me finish. Please let me finish. Please let me finish the sentence.
Gene.
Please let me finish.
No.
You won't let me speak. You're one of the most dangerous talk show hosts on radio.
I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right.
Nice, man. I am dangerous.
Yeah, I'm still not entirely sure. I don't think she liked Turkish people and probably didn't like Jewish people that much because she lists Israel together with Turkey and the United States as part of the triumvirate of evil. One of the things that I wish I could have gotten an answer on was which side does she think is good? And then yesterday we had a comparison between Joe Biden and Donald Trump to determine which side sounded better, at least, on the border. Biden better on the border? This was President Biden yesterday. This is clip 3A.
It's real simple. It's time to act. It's long past time to act. I just received a briefing from the Border Patrol at the border, as well as immigration and enforcement, asylum officers, and they're all doing incredible work under really tough conditions. Really tough conditions. They told me what you already know and we already know. They desperately need more resources. Say it again. They desperately need more resources. Need more agents, more officers, more judges, more equipment in order to secure our border. Folks, it's time for us to move on this. We can't wait any longer. Folks, on my first day as president, I introduced a bill I sent to Congress, a comprehensive plan to fix the broken immigration system and to secure the border. But no action was taken.
Okay, and then now there was a bipartisan security bill for the border that got scotched by Republicans. Listen.
Then months ago, my team began a serious negotiation in a bipartisan group of senators, Democrat leading conservative Republicans and progressive Democrats. And it resulted in a compromise bill. It's the toughest set of border security reforms we've ever seen in this country. It's pretty basic. With this deal, we could hire 1,500 additional border security agents, 1,500 additional officers, and between ports of entry. For the last 4 years, staffing has been roughly that, flat, just flat. Agents working overtime, spending long hours patrolling the border, making major sacrifices. And I know it takes a big toll on them and their families.
And then Biden making an offer to President Trump. This is clip 4.
I understand my predecessor's legal pass today. So here's what I would say to Mr. Trump. Instead of playing politics with the issue, instead of telling members of Congress to block this legislation, join me, or I'll join you in telling the Congress to pass this bipartisan border security bill. We can do it together. You know and I know it's the toughest, most efficient, most effective border security bill this country has ever seen. So instead of playing politics with the issue, why don't we just get together and get it done? Let's remember who the heck we work for. We work for the American people, not the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. We work for the American people. And let's remember who we are. We're the United States of America. No, I mean this. Think about this. There's nothing, nothing beyond our capacity. Nothing.
And then President Trump, speaking in Eagle Pass, Texas, had some choice words for President Biden.
This is a Joe Biden invasion. This is a Biden invasion over the past 3 years. I call him Crooked Joe because he's crooked. He's a terrible president, the worst president our country's ever had, and probably the most incompetent president we've ever had. But it's allowing thousands and thousands of people to come in from China, Iran, Yemen, the Congo, Syria, and a lot of other nations. Many nations are not very friendly to us. He's transported the entire columns of fighting-aged men, and they're all at a certain age, and you look at them, and they say, they look like warriors to me. Something's going on. It's bad. Now the United States is being overrun by the Biden migrant crime. It's a new form of vicious violation to our country.
And the Biden migrant crime. So what is happening here on this issue? And will it play out to be, as President Trump believes, the dominant issue in the 2024 election? We will talk about that with the Ruben Navarrete, nationally syndicated columnist, source of Ruben in the Center, coming right up on the MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, what a joy it always is to welcome my friend Ruben Navarrete, who is a syndicated columnist. He is a prolific writer and a very fine writer. You can read the very latest from him at NavarreteNation.substack.com. And he has a new piece about who should Americans fear most, immigrants or those trying to keep them out. Ruben Navarrete, are you deeply moved, inspired, somehow stirred by the spectacle yesterday of the two leading presidential candidates, President Biden and President Trump, both going to the Texas border? What was the message you think that the two would-be presidents that they were trying to convey?
Michael, my friend, so good to be with you again. The message they were trying to convey is I can be more opposed to letting in migrants and refugees than the other guy. I will be tougher on the border than the other guy. I will be the one to clean up this mess on the border and not the other guy. And what I'm struck by is that we do have a mess on the border, and we have a mess in our immigration system, both legal and illegal immigration. But it isn't until the politicians get involved, Michael, that the mess really gets ratcheted up to a different, higher level. You supersize the mess as soon as politics. You have Democrats and Republicans now in agreement that we have an immigration problem, and that the way to solve the problem is to keep out immigrants. As opposed to, say, I don't know, something I've been saying on your show for almost 20 years, which is punish the employers of illegal immigrants so you don't have people hiring them, and if you don't hire them, they won't come. That would be too politically risky, and, you know, employers have a way of fighting back. So it's much easier if you're a Republican or a Democrat and you lack any kind of imagination to just say, well, let's go after the immigrants. They can't vote anyway.
Okay, one of the things that interests me, and reading your most recent columns, it immediately comes to mind, which is the classic argument against immigration, and particularly against illegal immigration, is jobs. That these are people who will work for less. They're people who are undercutting the working class, that are creating unnecessary unemployment. So how does someone explain then this curious fact that we have immigration, including unauthorized immigration, at a very high level? A lot of people coming, millions.
Yep.
And at the same time, we have historically the lowest unemployment we've ever had. How does that work?
We have in cities like Seattle and San Diego, where I live, and every city in between, lots of help wanted signs. We have an American trend since COVID where Americans have decided they don't want to work anymore. We have something called the Great Resignation. We have people taking off time, looking after themselves, going to Europe to find themselves, and not working anymore. We have quiet quitting. We have all these things that you've done shows about and I've written about, whereby Americans are just not into working anymore. And at that very moment, we've decided that the next logical thing to do is to keep out of this country immigrants and refugees who want to come and work here. The very fact that we have people coming from Haiti, making their way all the way to Colombia, all the way from Colombia into the United States, it seems to me these are precisely the kind of people you want to give a shot to live in the United States. We've done right by refugees in the past. There was concern about letting in Jewish refugees from 1935 to 1945, and we made horribly bad decisions. We've done right by Vietnamese refugees after the Vietnam War who came and became contributing members of society. We always have this fear of the different, the migrant, the refugee. And by the way, one thing that's important to note here, Michael, is this business about taking jobs, this has really gone back to the founding of the country. In the 1700s, Benjamin Franklin, who was a publisher in Philadelphia, was railing against German immigrants who were also starting up printing presses to print documents in German, newspapers in German. He said that they were competitors, that in fact they were taking jobs away from the English. The Germans had come legally in the 1700s. There was no other way to come. So it's really a canard to say that, you know, this is really just about illegal immigration. No, it's really about the fact that America has never liked immigrants, whether they came legally, illegally, or with a letter of recommendation from the Queen of England.
Okay, when you say America's never liked immigrants, America's always been compared to other nations in the world, fairly welcoming of immigrants, despite the Know Nothing Party and the all of the organized, particularly Asian American immigrants, have, in many regards, had the most difficult time of all, haven't they?
Well, the number that I always hear on conservative talk radio shows, not yours, but ones where people don't really think as much as they do on your show. But when I've listened to other talk radio shows, over the many years, they always throw out the 1 million figure. And they say that we let in 1 million people every year. So we are a good and compassionate country. We love immigrants. We're a country of 325 million people. If we're bragging about the fact we let in 1 million and we've never moved off the million, you know, I think we're patting ourselves on the back a little too much. You could let in 3 million and you would be at still a fraction of where we need to be, maybe 1% of the country, 1% of the population. So I don't think we do a great job of letting in immigrants and refugees and migrants. And I do think the universal part of this is no matter where you come from, it's always been the case that the Irish, the Italians, the Germans, the Jews, the Greeks, the Russians, the Armenians, everybody said, oh, there goes the neighborhood. Well, that's it. We had a good thing going here, but now look who's coming, and they don't have our work ethic, and they're a bunch of criminals, and they're dangerous. And my goodness, Michael, if you just look at American history, it's the same old song. We've never learned a different song.
Well, excuse me, how do you explain what Trump has designated as the Biden migrant crime wave? How about those figures that show that crime is just skyrocketing the last couple of years under Joe Biden?
Yeah, so those figures aren't right, as you well know, and I know you're being facetious here. If you look at FBI statistics in major cities like El Paso that are rife with immigrants, you have a lower crime rate than you have in a city like Chicago from U.S. natives. We don't have a problem with immigrant crime. We have a problem with American crime, Americans committing crimes. Speaking as a Mexican-American, I am infinitely more worried about my own tribe of Mexican-Americans who were born in this country, who feel entitled because they're Americans, than I am about Mexican immigrants, like my wife, who came to the country legally and has been a contributing member of society. So this is what I always worry about the natives. Our friend Bill Kristol, William Kristol, said in the 1990s, and it was true, you know, and Kristol himself, the son of immigrants, he said, we have the sense that immigrants corrupt America. It's not true. America corrupts immigrants. That's exactly right.
Ouch. And is that because America is so corrupt, or is it something about the process that we have authorized and that we fight about? And what about that process? Does it need to change in the direction Joe Biden and Donald Trump are both talking about? We'll get to that and more with Ruben Navarrete coming up.
To my newborn baby boy. The day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
USA News Update. For now, the risk of a government shutdown has been averted. President Biden signed a government funding bill on Friday, extending the deadline further into the month. The legislation extends one funding deadline to next Friday and another to March 22nd. Soon, thousands of hours of security footage from the 2021 Capitol riot will be made public. House Speaker Mike Johnson announced the release of 5,000 hours of video from the U.S. Capitol grounds. The speaker has changed course from the original plan to blur the faces of rioters, citing logistical challenges. A hydrogen peroxide mouthwash brand is undergoing a recall due to concerns about child poisoning risks. The Consumer Product Safety Commission highlighted that the packaging of Heritage Store hydrogen peroxide mouthwash lacks child-resistant features, which are necessary for products containing a specific ethanol concentration. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Joined by commentator and nationally syndicated columnist Ruben Navarrete. And Ruben, an email came in addressed to you, since somebody was listening to us speaking. And they say, Ruben, they are here illegally. I love immigrants who come here legally. I'm sure you've heard that line before. What do you have to say to that, Ruben Navarrete?
Yeah, you know, Willie Sutton used to say, I rob banks because that's where the money is. If you want to fix the immigration problem, or if you think the problem with the country is too many foreigners, eventually you have to go 30, 40 million people who are here as legal immigrants. And so here's my quick answer to that question. People always say at cocktail parties and dinner parties that they have no problem with legal immigration. And then something comes along like the RAISE Act, which was proposed by Tom Cotton in the Senate, which would have limited legal immigration. And they say, I'm all for it. So there's a dishonesty in this debate whereby the very same people who say they support legal immigration will go along with efforts to eliminate it.
Well, don't we need to have some kind of a radical reform in terms yep. of the bureaucratic, time-consuming, utterly inefficient immigration system we have right now? And a number of people pointed out, Mitt Romney was talking about this, by the way.
Yes.
Was the idea that there ought to be a what he called a Staples Act, which is that if somebody went to college in the United States and he was here legally with a student visa, that somebody should be able to get a green card if you've graduated from American University, because that's the kind of immigrant who is very likely to benefit the country. We don't really have a very good system, do we, of evaluating who the country needs most, and we do need more people.
We don't have a good system, you're right. We tend to educate them and then send them back home again so they can benefit somebody else's country. But one of the reasons we don't have that good system is because of competition. I hosted a radio show in San Diego not long ago, and we were talking about legal immigration, just legal immigration, and engineers coming from India and competing for jobs at Qualcomm, the big job hub tech company in San Diego. And I started getting calls, Michael, from people who said, I don't care if they are coming legally. I'm an engineer and I can't get a job. They shouldn't come. Those jobs should be reserved for Americans. So the problem with this debate, Michael, is it's so incredibly dishonest. The very same people who say they have no trouble with legal immigration, as I said before, they will work to keep out those nurses from the Philippines or the engineers from India or wherever, because at the end of the day, they don't want to compete with those people. They just don't. And they'd much rather try to find a way. We don't even want to compete with foreign aluminum or foreign steel. That's why we have a tariff. You think we want to compete with foreign workers?
Okay, right now, President Bush tried very hard twice to pass immigration reform. President Obama tried, President Trump not so much, and President Biden not so much. Whatever happened to that idea that we do have an immigration system that isn't worthy of the greatest nation in the world, and that we need radical reform to help the immigration system operate so that, for instance, if you apply for asylum, you can get a judgment on that doesn't take 10 years.
Right. See, the conversation we're having now is the kind of conversation we need to have. Instead, let me just digress for a second, you have two people on the border, a former president who says the solution is mass deportations, having the National Guard go around and round up, and maybe you get some Mexican-Americans in there, but that's the cost of doing business.
He wants to deport 10 million people, doesn't he?
Yeah, and you can't deport 10 million people without having Mexican-Americans who were born in this country. His grandparents were born in this country. Three of my four grandparents were born in this country. And you cannot do that unless you somehow ensnare people like me in the net. And now on the other side, you have President Biden, which is patently illegal. You have President Biden saying another thing that's illegal. I'm going to do away with the asylum process. The ACLU is already suing the Biden administration. Now it's going to sue them again because you can't do away with the asylum process. It's against international and national law, right, U.S. law. So I think that we can have reasonable conversations, but let's at least agree that our politics is broken, and these two people running for president presumably offer nothing by way of new and creative ideas. To your point, though, we need to fix what's broken within the system. Fix the process. Don't attack the people, the individuals who are coming here. The problem is not the Haitian who just arrived or the person from Cuba or Nicaragua or whatever. That's a great American tradition. We ought to preserve it. But, yeah, we ought to have ways of getting rid of people who don't belong and protecting our citizens and making sure people come legally. But let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Well, speaking of throwing the baby out with the bathwater, one of the issues on which I think people of goodwill can agree is if someone is engaged in criminal activity, particularly violent crime, if you're involved with a gang, a criminal gang, and you're arrested, isn't it appropriate to do everything you possibly can to prevent that person, if he or she is deported or arrested, from coming back into this country again?
100%. And, you know, I'm not just the grandson of a Mexican immigrant. I'm also, as you well know, the son of a cop. My dad was on the job for 37 years. The end result of that is I don't look fondly on lawbreakers, and that includes white men in red caps who storm the U.S. Capitol, not to the ground, D.C. police officers, and then say, kill him with his own gun. Because nothing says you're pro-cop and pro-law and order like saying, kill him with his own gun, right? So now it's an interesting place for me, because now all of a sudden, because you have these immigrant crimes that have been committed by undocumented immigrants, now all of a sudden the MAGA people are pro-law enforcement again. This is new for me. Now they're back to being pro-law and order. You know, 2 seconds ago, they were all becoming defense attorneys, offering defenses for the people who stormed the Capitol on January 6th. So I am, again, the son of a cop, and I don't need to be convinced of the importance of regulating our laws and getting rid of bad people and putting them in jail and putting them in prison. I don't think we ought to deport them. I really don't think so. I think we ought to put them in federal prison in the United States, not simply deport them. And when they commit a crime here against our citizens, they ought to pay for those crimes. But again, the answer is not doing away with the asylum laws or going to get back to 1930s, or in the case of Trump go back to, you know, Operation Wetback from 1953 because you're doing mass deportations. We can do so much better than these ideas.
And maybe one of the things is to actually have meaningful conversations. There was nothing yesterday from either president, was there, that was particularly constructive?
No, it's a lot of blaming the other person, a lot of sound bites. I also think this, Michael, I don't think it's a very smart strategy on the part of Joe Biden to reach across the aisle and say that I want to work with you, Donald Trump, let's work together. It makes Biden seem weak and it gives Trump more power. I think instead of making Trump the issue, Biden should make the House Republicans the issue. His argument should go like this. House Republicans killed that border reform bill not because Donald Trump told them to, but because they're protecting big business, and the employers that line their pockets and fill their campaign coffers are the same people who hire undocumented immigrants. So if you want somebody who's soft on illegal immigration, take a look at Mike Johnson and the other House Republicans, because they're the ones rolling over for big business.
Ouch. Ruben Navarrete, you can read his material at navarretenation.substack.com. Some of his recent columns linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, CNN yesterday, in covering some of President Trump's comments on the border, cut away with some fairly aggressive fact-checking. What did it sound like? We'll play it for you. There's also the new movie now streaming on Max. It's called Priscilla. About which Priscilla? Priscilla Presley, of course. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, welcoming you to the month of March, and at least, isn't it March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb? And basically because lambs are generally considered more friendly and accessible than lions, may everybody have at least the first rustles of spring in this month of March. Meanwhile, in this month of March, concerning the discussion we were just having, there's a fine piece that was put together by a number of reporters and researchers that posted at NBC, NBCNews.com. And it's about the claims of a migrant crime wave, which President Trump has talked about, which just aren't true. The crime wave in most big cities, and in particular with the big cities that have been the recipient of so many bust immigrants and people who have recently arrived in the United States, crime is going down. Despite the former president's campaign rhetoric, they write that expert analysis and available data from major city police departments show that despite several horrifying high-profile incidents, there is no evidence of a migrant-driven crime wave in the United States. An NBC News review of available 2024 crime data from the cities targeted by Texas's Operation Lone Star, which buses or flies migrants from the border to major cities in the interior, shows that overall crime levels dropping in those cities that have received the most migrants. Overall crime is down year over year in Philadelphia, Chicago, Denver, New York, and Los Angeles. This is a public perception problem, says Graham Alsey, a professor at the College of William and Mary, a co-author of Immigration and Crime, Taking Stock. There's no evidence for there being any relationship between somebody's immigrant status and their involvement in crime. Meanwhile, on CNN, they were covering one of President Trump's comments yesterday while touring Eagle Pass at the border, Texas border, and they they offered a series of fact checks after his commentary yesterday. Listen.
I asked the Trump campaign, what is the evidence that unnamed foreign leaders are emptying out their institutions, their jails, sending people here as migrants? They couldn't come up with anything. I also took some notes. He said that, you know, we see columns of fighting-aged men. They look like warriors. There is zero basis, Caitlin, for this idea that unnamed foreign countries are surreptitiously using migrants to assemble some sort of anti-U.S. fighting force. You hear this on the far right. Even if you think that many migrants are economic migrants rather than true asylum claimants, that's not an army. It's just nonsense. He talked about a supposed new form of crime under President Biden. He says new, you know, it's migrant crime. Look, some undocumented people have committed crimes under every president, under President Trump, again under President Biden. We have had some high-profile recent tragic cases, but every piece of data, all good studies show that undocumented people, like other immigrants, commit crimes at lower rates than native-born Americans. He told the story that he's told before, Caitlin, about people arriving speaking languages that no one's ever heard. He said in a previous recent speech, we didn't even have one translator who could understand this language. This, I've looked into this, seems to be just conjured out of thin air. It's nonsense.
Okay, because, there are a lot of languages out there, but and not everybody speaks so clearly. But the idea that these are people from perhaps another solar system who are speaking languages that are unknown even to the Border Patrol and to the officials at the border, a little bit far-fetched. I'll tell you what's not far-fetched is a praise in the New York Times for a Republican. And who are they praising? They're praising Senator Steve Daines of Montana, who is in charge of recruiting candidates and helping to solidify Republican support for candidates for the U.S. Senate to give the Republicans an excellent chance of taking over the Senate come this November. Democrats already have no margin for error, writes the New York Times, to maintain control of the Senate in 2024. The party currently holds 51 seats and functionally lost one already when Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat, retired in West Virginia. His departure came after the Republicans successfully recruited the state's very popular Republican governor, Jim Justice, to run against Manchin. Now Democrats would need to sweep every remaining competitive contest just to hold on to a bare minimum of 50 seats. The party is defending two seats in red states, Ohio and Montana, as well as a slew of presidential battlegrounds, Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Maryland is widely seen as a reach for Republicans, but is no longer a state that Democrats can simply ignore because Steve Daines successfully recruited Larry Hogan to run. Meanwhile, there is no Republican-held Senate seat, not even one, that is currently seen as endangered. That gives you something of an opportunity. Meanwhile, for people who want an opportunity different from the big, big advertised and very long movie, the second installment of Dune with Timothée Chalamet, there is an alternative. Streaming on Max is the critically acclaimed film released first a couple of months ago. It's called Priscilla, and it is about Priscilla Presley, starring a very gifted young actress who's remarkable in playing Priscilla Presley very successfully, even though she's 25, at age 14. And watching her age as she is dealing with the cost of celebrity and the love in that context. Here's a very latest from that movie.
Hi, what's your name?
Priscilla Boyer.
You like Elvis Presley?
Of course. Who doesn't?
What are the kids listening to these days?
Bobby Darin, Fabian, and you.
Just what is the intent here, Mr. Presley? You got women throwing themselves at you. Why my daughter?
Well, sir, I happen to be very fond of your daughter. You don't have to worry about it.
It's not like you imagine. You know, there's a lot of rumors about you.
Was there something you're hiding?
Well, I need a woman who understands that things like this might happen. Are you going to be here or not?
I want a life of my own.
This is directed by Sofia Coppola, and it is who is a very gifted director. Lost in Translation is one of her successful past films. It's an extraordinarily handsome film, and Jacob Elordi doesn't particularly look like Elvis, but he does a fantastic job. He's also featured in the new film Saltburn. Kaylee Spaney is the name of the actress playing Priscilla Presley. And is the film inspiring? No, it's sad. Are Elvis fans going to love it? No, they won't. They went because Elvis comes across as deeply troubled, almost sad, not joyful and life-giving and enormously talented. And in fact, there are no scenes in the movie, I think quite deliberately, of trying to recreate Elvis's singing as the previous Elvis film that even got an Oscar nomination for its actor did. But the idea that it's worth seeing, it gives you a sense of a real intimacy with the characters. It's rated R, of course, as you would expect from real intimacy, and some of the intimacy being of a sexual nature, with some tough language thrown in as well. Rated R, 3 stars for Priscilla, which is now streaming on Max. Meanwhile, coming up on Monday, the biggest threat to world health has always been, and certainly recently it's been in particular, hunger. Now hunger has been taken over as the biggest threat to health by obesity. There are 1 billion in weight battles around the world. What does that future look like? Meanwhile, also, 74% of Americans now live in a state where marijuana is legal for either recreation or medical use. How is that working out, and what does it mean for the future there? That and more, all coming up Monday in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.